Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the late night special edition of Sports Urban Legend. I'm with my co-host Macaulay Matthew. I'm of course William Memo. What's up, Macaulay?
Hey guys, what it do?
Not much, man. And I want to thank the listeners for bearing with me and listening to this episode. A little late, 11 p.m. But thanks for the support. And let's kick off the show. Talk a little Knicks, talk a little spring training as these teams, both the local teams, Mets and Yankees, are getting ready for spring training. And also we're going to, you know, end the show off with a little, sports entertainment, a little bit about the WWE.
For real?
A little recap. And as usual, you know, keep the phone lines open in case any of... the listeners out there want to make a contribution. If not, thank you for listening, and let us proceed and tip off with the Knicks. After Knicks was playing, they won a three-game winning streak. The first winning streak they had during the Carmelo Anthony era with the Knicks. They've had two horrible games. Back-to-back with the Mavs, and also tonight, earlier today, with the Pacers. And they made Hans Bruin and A.J. Price look like Reggie Miller on us. But I don't know if you saw the game.
I saw some of it, but yeah, the Knicks, They look like a days ago today.
Yeah, I know, man.
They weren't swishing and dishing.
They definitely weren't. They definitely weren't, for real. I mean, Marbury and Carmelo, they continue to score. They combined for at least 47 points, but, you know, the team lost, and nobody else really did anything, really.
Yeah.
And as usual, they can't play any defense, which pretty much is the, you know, the tale when they lose games. I mean, this team could score, like, you know, 100 and something points, but they can never, but they lose a game. I mean, it's a utter joke. I mean, unless they don't get another superstar, you know, the pair, or find some way to get these, you know, two more superstars. So, like, I don't know, do something rational, irrational, and I don't know, find some way to split, you know, the money to make it work. But I doubt it. But who knows with this new CBA thing, you know, what's going to happen, if they'll even be able to afford another star player.
Man, we don't know.
Or at least a decent center, you know, to give them that post-up presence. Because other than Stoudemire, they don't have anybody. They don't have a legitimate center, you know, that scares anybody.
Yeah, Jerry Jeffries. I mean, he's good sometimes. He shows flashes of being a good center, but he can't really score. And,
He gives you nothing offensively. I mean, on a good day, he can, you know, he's a team player. He could, you know, pass the ball. He could, you know, rebound the ball, bring a defensive intensity. But he's so horrible. He has to be, like, obviously, like, the worst offensive player I've ever seen in my life. I mean, this guy.
It's a body.
This guy couldn't score in a slam dunk contest. I mean, my God, man, this guy is horrible. Offensively. But, you know, this, he's not the big problem. The problem is that, you know, they need to play some defense.
Yeah.
And, I don't know, I'm starting to start on D'Antoni again. You know, I haven't started on D'Antoni ever since they got the, Stoudemire, you know, but, can he at least coach some defense for kids? Can we at least get a defensive coach?
Man.
Yeah, I know Herb Williams is supposed to be one, but I mean, they're used to his voice. I think they need to add another defensive minded person in there.
Yeah, they definitely.
I don't know, like Ewing, but then again, Ewing wants to be a head coach. I don't see him, you know, coming here as a defensive coach. I mean, his relationship with the Garden looks a little strained, you know. You know, ever since he got traded over there. But, I mean, he still comes, you know, here, you know. Well, but then again, most of the times when he comes back, it's usually when it's when we're playing against Orlando Magic and he happens to be there. But, I don't know. Their relationship isn't as strong as it used to be.
Yeah, I mean,
the glory days.
Yeah. He needs to play better defense.
Yeah, but they really need to play that better defense. And you can see Danny Walsh, you know, in these trades that he's done, you know, recently even before he did the Carmelo trade, you can see he's trying to get, you know, some guys with more, you know, who try to play defense, you know.
Yeah.
But D'Antoni, he doesn't preach defense. I mean, he only wants to play guys who can, you know, who are high octane, you know, half court, you know, like scoring, you know, teams.
Yeah, I mean, offense is good, but if you don't got no defense to go along with it, I mean, what's the point?
I know. It's like an all-star game. That's pretty much what our team is. It's an all-star game.
Yeah.
We could score a bunch of points, but, you know, when you need to play defense, I mean, when they have their streaks, I give them credit. Maybe they play seven or eight minutes playing defense, right. But then the other times in the game, they don't play any defense whatsoever.
Yeah.
And then the funny thing is when we go on these streaks, we're going like, I don't know, like at least 15-0 run, 15-2 run or some ridiculous number. When we score these ridiculous numbers, you think we'd be blowing out teams. No, we're scoring these runs so we could try to come back into the game.
Yeah, exactly.
So it's like they was all that effort to try to come back, and it had they at least shown up, you know, on the defensive end, they'd be blowing out a lot more teams.
Yeah.
And, I mean, they just showed that how, you know, they can never get up for you know, the Cavaliers of the world. I mean, they play better. I mean, against good teams, but I mean,
against the bad teams, they can't beat them.
I know.
I can't understand it.
I know it's. They really need to get the act together, because, you know, if they don't. I mean, I don't see them getting swept, but. If they don't get their act together, they're going to get knocked out in the first
round. Well, hey, listen, they're good against the good teams, though. That's the thing.
Well, yeah, that's true. We're not facing Cavaliers.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, who would have thought if we thought we're going to face, you know, we're going to go against Cavaliers and we're scared, you know?
Yeah.
You would have thought LeBron would have still been on the team.
Yeah, exactly. It's the bad team that they can't beat.
I know. Thank God we don't have to face the Cavaliers. Again.
Yeah.
I should say in the postseason. I think we have to face them one more time, I think.
The Cavaliers?
I think we faced them three times this year.
We faced them twice already, right?
No, we faced them three times, I think.
Really? I thought we faced them twice and we beat us twice.
Maybe we don't face them anymore. I don't know. They're in their division.
Sure, we played them three times already?
Yeah, we lost to them all three.
Oh, okay. Yeah, then that's it then, because I think we played them three times.
Yeah, I think so, because they're not in our division. Yeah, if they were in our division, we played them four times. So, yeah, I think we're good.
You can't beat that fucking team. They had like a, what, a 40-game losing streak earlier this year? Something like that?
They had a 26-game losing streak straight.
Yeah.
And the last team they beat before the losing streak was us.
Yeah.
And then afterwards, you know, they started to play a lot better, faced us again, and then guess what they did? They snapped their 26-game road losing streak against us. So it's like after us, they won on a 26-game losing streak, and then after we faced them again on the road, I mean at home. They were, of course, on the road because they were at MSG. They beat us, and they snapped their 26-game road losing streak. Like, man.
And this is about LeBron also, man. Fuck up.
And, I mean, the three-game winning streak started off good with us knocking off the Heat. And they had the big two and, of course, overrated Chris Bosh. You know, and that started their 5-game losing streak.
Yeah.
And then in the fourth, I think it was the fourth or the fifth losing streak.
Mm-hmm.
Chris Bosh and some of the players were crying before the game. And then afterwards, they faced the Lakers, and you know, after they won, they act like they won the NBA Finals. I mean, I don't know about you, Macaulay. I mean, I know we've been following NBA for, you know, for almost two decades now or so.
Yeah.
And I don't think the NBA Finals ever came in, like, in March or February.
No, I don't remember any time.
I think they mistake March Madness for the NBA Finals.
These guys... Because I guess, you know, because they were, you know, on some kind of losing streak, that's why they got so excited.
Well, yeah, I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, you know, it was an important game for them. You know, they had to snap the 5-game losing streak.
Yeah.
And two, you know, they are facing a team that they might potentially face, you know, in the NBA Finals if they do get their act together,
yeah.
together, I should say.
Right.
But, that team, I mean, they're showing how soft they are. They're crying. I mean, don't get me wrong. I mean, I'm glad they care about, you know, winning and losing. But it's like, come on, man. It's not, you didn't get eliminated in the postseason. It's not even a playoff game.
Yeah.
They're crying. Cute. I think Tom Hanks said in The League of Their Own, there's no crying in baseball. Well, there ain't no crying in basketball either. So why are they crying? It's not even, I mean, I don't understand if it was Game 7 of the NBA Finals. They, you know, they gave it all they got, and then they lost. But it's like, come on.
Yeah, and Stoudemire and Melo were laughing at them when interviewers asked them.
Yeah.
And interviewers told them about that.
Yeah. I mean, seriously.
Grown men crying.
I mean, seriously. And, okay, you know what? I could get, you know, as you know, ridiculous as that sounds, you know, this is even worse. I mean, at least, you know, Bosch, you know, the guys show that they cared. You know, they really wanted to win that game. And most of the games that they lost, if not all of them, LeBron had the chance to win the game on the last second shot, and he blew it.
Yeah.
But, what was I going to say? But they showed emotion that they cared. But here's
right.
What LeBron said before they faced the Lakers, that how it doesn't matter if they lose all the games. You know, they're still going to make it to the postseason. You know, I understand. I mean, don't get me wrong. I understand, you know, that, yeah, mathematically they have a shot to make it in the postseason. But come on, you gotta bring the, you know what I mean? Now I'm losing my train of thought. But you can't act like you don't care about, you know, the, you can't act like, you know, that they just gave up the whole game. I mean, the whole season. It's like, it don't even matter.
Yeah.
I mean, why even bother watching the regular season games if the guys don't even care? It's like, oh, well, we're good. We won. It's like they won the NBA Finals already.
And, you know, right now, if the playoffs start, it looks like we would be facing the Heat in the first round.
Bring them on. We actually, as surprising as that sounds, we actually match up well with them.
Yeah, we beat them twice this year.
Yeah, they beat us the first two times, dominating us. And afterwards, the last two times, we, you know.
We beat them.
Kicked their butt.
Have we played them? We played them four times, or though it was only three?
We played them four times.
Oh, yeah?
The first two
okay.
times they beat us, and then the last two times we beat them.
Oh. Okay.
The third time we faced them, when we beat them, the big two was there, LeBron and Wade. But Bosh was hurt. He didn't play.
Yeah.
And this last game, this was after we got Carmelo.
Yeah.
And we beat them up, and all three of them were there, so there's no excuse.
Oh, right.
By all two of the Heat fans who, you know, who were talking trash.
And, you know, I got to say something. Billups is, if he's not 100%, maybe he should rest some more.
Yeah, because Douglas was,
Douglas has been playing well.
Yeah, he was definitely playing well. And, you know, I'm pretty sure that, you know, a lot of the listeners right now would agree with us.
Shout out.
Especially
Professor Watson out there.
Oh, yeah. Apparently a huge Knicks fan. But,
I don't know what fan he is, but.
But, what was I saying? I lost my train of thought here. Yeah, well, yeah, right. We were talking about the Knicks here.
Yeah.
You know, they gotta play some defense, and, you know, they do match up well against Miami.
Mm-hmm.
You know, because they got two superstars on their team.
Yeah.
You know, Wade and LeBron, and they got a decent player in Bosh, and we got two superstar players and you know, of course, Stoudemire and Carmelo.
And Melo.
And then we got, you know, Adrian star player, MVP.
Mr. Big Shot.
Yeah, Mr. Big Shot. Chauncey Billups. So, you know, we match up well with the team.
Yeah.
So.
Chauncey just has to be 100% with the
playoffs. Yeah, shouldn't rush himself.
Yeah.
Back because he didn't look like he had it. He had like 9 points,
yep.
Like what six assists or so.
Yeah.
It was like, yeah, he didn't come back. He wasn't Mr. Big Shot tonight. And then again, nobody was Mr. Big Shot.
Uh-uh.
And Tony Douglas, I mean, last time I saw, he was like 0-5, you know, on the behind the 3-point line.
Yeah.
Definitely didn't have it. Nobody had it, really. I mean, except for, you know, Carmelo and Stoudemire. But other than that, it was like they didn't play any defense, and you weren't passing the ball. So, you know, that's pretty much the recipe of a blowout.
Yeah.
That's
but they'll play
happened.
The Pacers again on Tuesday at Conseco.
Right. So they got a little redemption, you know, in this home-and-home series.
Yeah.
But switching gears quickly to the spring training with the Mets and the Yanks. Yo, your boy The Rock, Freddy Garcia, looked like he's pitching well in this.
The Rock?
Yeah, Freddy Garcia. Don't you know that Freddy Garcia kind of looked like The Rock?
Oh. Okay. Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah, he was a spring training invite for the Mets, like, in, I'd say about, what, 06 or so, but he never pitched with the Mets. He never pitched in an official game with the Mets.
How old is that guy?
And he's, like, in his mid to late 30s. I mean, this guy's been around. He's been in the White Sox. I'm trying to think what other teams he's been on.
White Sox, Mariners.
Oh, right, Mariners, right. That's the team I was thinking of. That, yeah.
Yeah.
The team he pretty much got famous from.
Yeah, right now, because right now it looks like our stars are going to be Sabathia, Burnett, Hughes.
Of course.
We need two others. I mean, maybe Colon, if Colon pitches well. I don't know how he's been doing.
Colonna, from what I heard, he's pitched well. I don't know if he's pitched lately, but he's pitched well. Him and Garcia.
Oh,
I don't know if they pitched yesterday or today. That I don't know, but thus far they've pitched well so far.
Oh, okay.
But the wild card here is Burnett.
Yeah.
I mean, how can a guy on the Yankees?
Burnett, they say he's been pitching good in the preseason though so far.
Yeah. Hopefully for the Yankee fans and the organization, he carries it over to the regular season. Cause, I mean, how are you going to have a losing record on the Yankees? This guy lost like 15 games last year. I mean,
yeah, he had a bad year.
I mean, seriously.
He had a bad year, yeah.
Man, I mean, come on. That's just inexcusable.
Yeah, they should probably put Jabba back in a rotation.
I think they said that, you know, they're leaving him in the bullpen. They're not gonna jerk him around like they did these last couple of years. Bring him in starting, then making him relieve and back and forth.
Yeah, but then again, look at the guys we have in the bullpen. We have Feliciano. We have what's his name now?
Oh, Rafael Soriano.
Soriano, I mean, you know, we don't really need Jabba in the bullpen anymore, do we?
Yeah, you know it couldn't be Alfonso, because if it was Alfonso, you would have been pumped up. Because you love that guy back in the days, even though he's
Yeah, but, you know, years have passed, so.
Yeah, he's washed up now.
Well, he's not washed. He's still a good player, you know.
Well, I mean, compared to the guy he was on the Yankees.
Yeah.
But he is getting a little up there, but.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not a, I shouldn't say he's a scrub, but he, I mean, he's not as great as he used to be.
Yeah.
But he can still bounce back. He's young enough to do it.
Yeah.
But, yeah, you know, they need Burnett to, you know, step it up.
Yep.
This guy only had, like, what, 2 or 3 good years in his career? He's
going to
pay, like, $82 million. Entire contract, so
he better
step it up, or else he's gonna be Carl Pavano, Oliver Perez bad.
Yeah, but he's won a championship.
Oh, Burnett?
Well, Pavano has won the championship too, but
Oh, right, with the
Marlins, yeah.
Marlins, right. They both did, right. Marlins, and then Burnett would win, even though he didn't really do much with you guys that year, 09.
Yeah.
But he was a recipient of a championship.
Yeah.
But,
Burnett has won two. With the Marlins and the Yankees.
Yep, that's what I just said.
Yeah.
But, you know, he needs to step it up.
Yeah, that's
me. Arcee's going to be on Keigawa territory. I just
Yep.
Get booed by the fans or whatnot. But, the Mets, I mean, they got to cut this guy out for Perez. But, I mean, we've talked about this from now until, ever since, last year? Or maybe even the year before that, who knows?
Yeah.
But, Mets won 13-3 against the Cardinals. So hopefully they'll save some of those runs for the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
But moving quickly to the WWE, Edge and Christian reunited.
Yeah, I saw that that night.
Yeah, I just saw that about an hour or two ago.
Yeah, Edge was like, let's do this.
Yep. And I heard, even though they didn't show it in the thing, afterwards they did the 5-second pose, but they didn't show that on TV.
Oh.
And another thing, they said that Shelton Benjamin, he wrestled, but of course that wasn't televised.
Oh, okay.
So he may or may not, he had a tryout match. Apparently, the people were, like what they saw. The fans, he got a good reaction from the fans, but...
Where was he all this time?
He was, in this independent thing. Might have been Ring of Honor. He was with Charlie Haas's former, World's Greatest Tag Team teammate. So they've been doing independent league stuff.
Oh, okay.
And MVP, he's in New Japan.
Right.
But, he was there during the earthquake and, of course he, made some comments about, how he loved Japan and now how he's experiencing his first earthquake, over there.
Oh, wow. Is he near it?
Well, he's in Japan, wrestling.
No, but is he near the disaster?
I assume he is, but he's okay.
Okay.
But back to the SmackDown, the Raw. Cena, he did a hip-hop, quote-unquote, a hip-hop battle rap on Rock in retaliation to Rock's promo from last week.
Mm-hmm, yep.
But that rap that wasn't hip-hop. That was more like Backstreet Boy pop. he had a shot to, you can't say that's a second, knockout blow to the Rock. You don't
that
bring
wasn't.
That was weak. I mean, it had some funny points, but all in all, it was weak.
Yeah, it wasn't as strong as the first one. The first one was
no
definitely
doubt about
bad.
It. The first one was comparable, to the Rock's first one.
Yeah.
And that was, probably seen as one of the best promos ever, and definitely the best promo he's had ever since he's changed his gimmick by far.
Yeah.
But we'll talk more about what's going on the professional wrestling thing next week, along with other sports news, and of course Snooki's gonna guest host Raw tomorrow, and of course Miz did the People's Elbow to Cena, which was the highlight of the night and of the rap. So we'll wait and see what goes on as the road to WrestleMania continues.
Okay.
But I want to thank you all, ladies and gentlemen, for listening to another episode of The Collection. I'm with my co-host, Macaulay Matthew. I want to thank you guys for listening. See you next week.